You're listening to Namaste Home and Practice, brought to you by Yoga International.
Welcome to intermediate yoga class at Yoga Goodness. My name is Cindy Lee, but everyone knows that. I already got one silent request. Does anybody else have a request for tonight? Open to the universe of yoga. Okay, so the silent request is supported Matsyasana, also known as heart bench. I think some of you guys know how to do this. You have two blocks, and you can place them like this, or you can actually do it in the opposite way. So this would be underneath the bottom of your shoulder blades, or you can do it this way if that's more comfortable, between your shoulder blades on the middle level, and then the top for your head. That's not really fish. Fish would be that the chest is higher than the head. So that's an option, but we'll stay here for a little while, and if that might feel stressful. So another nice option is to put the two blocks on the same level. So you can try whatever works for you. I'm going to dim the lights, but I don't want you to fall asleep. Just dim them a little bit. And take a minute to get comfortable. You can let your legs relax as if they were in Shavasana. There we go. You're a little bit crooked. There you go. You could bend, you could do Supta Baddha Konasana if you want to. And you can wrap a blanket around your ankles and tuck it under your calves to support that if you need that. You could also bend your legs, place your feet in constructive rest, your legs in constructive rest, which would be your feet on the floor as wide as your mat and your knees rocking together. So you kind of pigeon toe your feet. Yeah, and that will widen your sacrum. So these are all options. And then close your eyes. You begin to tune into your breathing here, really without even changing it yet, just observe. Obviously, this placement of the blocks encourages more opening in the front of the chest. And also, for a lot of us, it feels good in the back body because even though we're yogis, we can hunch a little bit at our computers. So take a moment here to just feel how it is. Taking a naked look at things is sometimes the term used for starting without changing anything, just seeing how it is. And then move your mind into your feet. Maybe your feet are in Shavasana, maybe they're touching the floor or touching each other. And just notice the feeling in the soles of your feet, as if you had a nostril in each sole of the foot and you could breathe in through your foot nostril. And then feel as if you had a nostril behind your knees. Breathe into the imaginary nostrils in your sacrum. Breathe into the imaginary nostrils and the back of your neck. And then take a deep breath into your actual nostrils and see if you can feel this breath coming down all the way to your groins, softening the groins, letting the pelvis feel earthy. And as you exhale, imagine the breath comes up and out of the chest. Even though you know you're breathing out of your nose, the in-breath comes in and all the way down, down to the groins and the pelvic floor. And as you exhale, the breath comes up and out and widens the chest. See if you can follow that breathing pattern for several breaths here. And then staying right here in this very open chest position, let's all take a breath in together for Om. Breathe in. Supta Baddha Konasana, use your hands to gather your thighs together, and then everyone can roll onto the right side, and you just roll onto the floor, just plop. Yeah, you can bend your right arm, bring it behind your head, like you're in bed, and then press your hands down, and slowly come up to sitting, and make your way into downward facing dog. In this first downward dog, imagine that you might still be able to actually feel the imprint of the blocks in your back body. And how does that affect your downward dog? Can you get a little bit more width and opening across your chest? Fire up your legs, feel the leg bones reaching down and the leg muscles drawing up. As you inhale, come into plank pose. Nice wide collarbones here. Stay right here in your plank. Feel your right shoulder reaching to the right and your left shoulder reaching to the left. Yeah, good. As you exhale, lower knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Inhale, small cobra, bright legs. Good. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin. Inhale, small cobra, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin. Inhale, small cobra. Exhale, lion. Inhale, put your tongue in. Exhale, downward dog. Okay? Slowly walk your feet up to your hands. Take your time. Take as many steps as you can so you're not really missing anything along the way. And when you get to the front of your mat, gather your feet together. Bend your knees slightly and round up. Take your time here. Feel the tailbone dropping down toward the space between your heels. Feel every vertebra coming all the way up. And then look straight ahead, a sense of gathering together. Okay, I think we're all good. Standing in Tadasana. Look straight ahead. Inhale the arms out and up. Exhale, fold in half. Inhale, step your right leg back, spine forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Take the entire inhale to come into plank pose. Good. Look straight ahead. Good. And then lift your chin too much. And now drop your head totally. See if you can find the middle path. Yeah, good. Lower straight down to the floor. Point your feet and walk your wrists back so they're underneath your elbows. Good. Try to feel some length and width between your toes so your feet are really active. And from here, inhale and dive up into upward dog. Knees up, thighs up. And then remember this kind of instruction of reaching the shoulders away from each other. That's the way. Lift your thighs even more and go whoop, up and over into down dog. You knew what I meant when I said that. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. As you exhale, look between your hands. Jump or step forward. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale the arms out and all the way up. Good. Look up at your hands. Press your palms all the way together. And make your elbows straight so you can feel almost like that pressing of the palms is coming from the upper arm bones. That's the way. Feel your heels reaching down and lift your back ribs up a little bit. Take a breath in. Exhale, fold over. Or you can take your arms out. Yeah. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, jump or step into down dog. Good. Inhale to plank pose. Yogi's choice. Knees, chest, chin all the way to the floor or chaturanga, up dog or baby cobra or any combination. Downward facing dog. Good. Think about your heart bench. Think about your blocks. And notice what you're looking at. Notice what comes up in your mind. And if your mind strays, which it will a zillion times, and you notice that, just come back to sensation. Come back to the feeling of your hands and feet on the mat, what your shirt feels like, what your breath feels like. Let's all take a breath in together. As you exhale, bend your knees, jump or step forward. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale, arms out and up, wide wingspan. Good. And then press your palms together. Separate them an inch, another inch, and a little bit more and fold all the way over. Good. Inhale, long spine, wide collarbones. Yogi's choice. You can come into down dog or try jumping or stepping into chaturanga. Good. Up dog or baby cobra, wide collarbones, downward facing dog. Good. Breathe in. As you exhale, look between your hands. Jump or step forward. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, fold. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Bend your knees. Utkatasana. And as you exhale, stand all the way up and lift your left leg up. Hands can come on your hips. Make a peace sign with your left hand. And without letting your knees open, see if you can just slide your hand down and take hold of your big toe. Look straight ahead. And try to move your left inner thigh onto your arm, onto your left arm. So you're engaging that leg. Good. Take a breath in. As you exhale, slowly extend your leg forward. But think about drawing your right thigh bone back. So as you press your right quadricep back, it will lift your back ribs. Keep your legs right out in front of you. Externally rotate it. Then start to open it out to the side. Yeah. Put your right hand on your hip. That'll give you some stability. Yeah. That's it. Your leg can be bent the whole time, even when you take it out to the side. It's totally fine. Good. Look straight ahead, and then from here, slide your hand to the inside of your knee, bend your leg, and come into tree pose. Inhale the arms up. As you exhale, let your left hand come down, palm up on your thigh, and side bend to the left. Right arm will go all the way over. Eventually you're going to touch the floor with your left fingers. Yeah, so you can straighten your hand, straighten your arm. Yeah, you can try to touch the floor. Yeah, Good. You're almost there, Trish. Inhale all the way up. Bring your knee forward, Utkatasana. That's it. Good. As you exhale, stand all the way up, right leg comes up. Good. So have a sense of your inner thighs as you slide your right hand down so that you can hug your right knee in. Like if you were doing a lunge, this is a very similar position to doing a lunge. We wouldn't let the knee go out to the side. Same deal here. Slowly extend your right leg. It might not straighten. Left hand on your hip. It's okay for the top leg to be bent, but it's not okay for the bottom leg to be bent. So just go where you can, keeping your left leg straight. Hold on to your foot this way. Your toe. Yeah, like this. Right, not like that. Good. Keep your leg out in front of you, externally rotate it, and slowly open to the side so your right heel goes up and your outer hip crease drops down. That's it. Good. It's only because I looked at you. I made that happen. I'm sorry. Good. Can you look straight ahead without hardening? Can you cool your eyes? Cool your gaze. Slide your right hand down to your knee and come into tree pose. This time, let's separate the hands an inch. And a little bit more, taking the thumbs all the way to the armpits. And from there, inhale the arms up. Side bend to the right, right palm up, left arm way over into a side bend. So really it's a side bend from the waist up. That's it. Good. Inhale all the way up, bring your knee forward, Utkatasana. Exhale, fold over your legs. Inhale, long spine. Exhale, jump into Chaturanga or yogi's choice of lowering down. Up dog or baby cobra, downward facing dog. Take a breath in here. As you exhale, spin your left heel down, step your right foot forward. Inhale, Virabhadrasana 1. Open to Virabhadrasana 2. Circle the hands to the floor. Step into downward facing dog. Breathe in. Exhale, spin the right heel down, step your left foot forward. Inhale, warrior 1. And open to warrior 2. Circle the hands to the floor, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Exhale, spin the left heel down, step your right foot forward. Inhale, warrior 1. Open to warrior 2. Circle the hands to the floor, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Exhale, right heel down, left foot forward. Inhale, warrior 1. Open to warrior 2. Circle the hands to the floor, downward facing dog. Breathe in, exhale, left heel down, right foot forward, inhale, warrior 1. Little variation, and come right into warrior 3. Yogi's choice, you can bring your arms alongside your body, which is a little bit less stressful, or forward. Or you might feel like bringing your hands in front of your heart. Good, Anjali Mudra. And then from here, come right into a high lunge. So arms will go up as your back foot comes down. And as you exhale, open to Virabhadrasana 2. Good. Breathe in. As you exhale, internally rotate your arms. And then come to the right and slide your right hand right inside your right foot. See if you can bend your arm and dip your right arm underneath. Bring your left arm around behind you. Maybe you can come into a bind. Maybe you can come into a half bind, which would be the left hand tucking into your outer right hip crease. You can bend your right leg a little bit more, Amber. Good. And then spin your belly to the left. Yeah. And think of spinning your right sitting bone under. Good. Pretty much everybody is tucking their chin, except for you. So maybe you can move your head back in space a little bit. Good. Good. As you exhale, straighten your right leg. Inhale, bend it. Try to keep hugging your back into your inner right thigh, that same place we found in that standing pose. Exhale, straighten. Good. Inhale, bend. Exhale, straighten. Inhale, release. Come all the way into reverse warrior. Whoosh. Just for one breath, so you can bend your right leg. Yeah, that's it, good. And circle your hands to the floor, place them inside your right foot. Squeegee your right foot over to the right, and let's lift the back heel up. Oh, good, and just stay right here, either on your hands or your fingertips. So you can scooch, Jessica, you can scooch your right foot out to the side a little bit. Yeah, that's squeegee is a technical term for that, yeah. Good. Okay, but then find that relationship between your inner right thigh and your outer right arm. They're just moving in. There's a tendency for the right foot in this position to the weight to roll to the baby toe, so we want to keep that even. Good. From there, really reach back with your back leg as you come down onto your forearms. I know you hate me right now, Shelley. Good. You can bring your forearms on a block if you want to. And remember that feeling of the two shoulders reaching away from each other. Make your neck be an extension of the rest of your spine. Let the reach of your left leg back take the crown of your head forward. So you're not going to drop your head and close your chest. Yeah, and then you can slowly bring your back knee down. Point your back foot and press the top of your foot down. Yeah, so the back leg is really active here. And maybe that will help you open your chest the more you press your back foot down. Oh, look at that. Your guys' heads came out like you were turtles. That was so cool to see. I wish you could have seen it. Good. Uh-oh, some people's heads went down again. Good. Okay, come back up onto your hands. Hands under your shoulders. Tuck your back toe under and lift your back thigh. Good. From here, bend your right arm. See if you can scoop it underneath and out to the right side of your right foot. And maybe you can even lift your hand off the floor. Or maybe you can lift your other hand off the floor. And now you're in an airplane. Good. Mm-hmm. Maybe both at the same time. Maybe you can internally rotate your arms. Reach around and hold on to your left wrist. But take the back leg takes your chest forward. Good. If it's not happening, keep your right hand on the floor. Yeah. If your right hand is on the floor, now put it on the inside of your right foot. Otherwise, stay in your bind. Spin your back heel down, and we're coming right back into this bound side angle, or half bind or unbound. Yeah. Any variation. Good. That's hard, just in case you thought it was just you. Yeah. And then try to straighten this arm. Good. Release your arms. Come into reverse warrior one more time. It's a lot of loading on that right leg. Circle your hands to the floor, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Good. Inhale. As you exhale, spin your right heel down. Step your left foot forward. Inhale, warrior one. Open to warrior two. Good. So take a look at your left leg, everybody, and organize your left knee. So it's aligning, you know, tracking right over the middle of your left foot. And then feel how your left hip is in line with that. Ideally, we're going to keep all of this in integrity and come into the bind without leaning forward. So go slow and see where you can go. At a certain point, you might just have to lean forward, but find out where that point is. And then you're going to hold on to the right wrist, if you can do the bind. Open your right shoulder, and then you might be able to straighten your right arm behind you. Yeah. Good. Use your legs. Think of reaching, dragging your heels toward each other. So that's going to give you a little bit of energy in the inner legs. As you exhale, straighten your left leg. Inhale, bend. Exhale, lengthen. Inhale, bend. Exhale, lengthen. Inhale, bend. Only one more time. Exhale, lengthen. Inhale, reverse warrior. A whole thing gets liberated. Yeah. Good. And then circle the hands to the inside of your left foot. Lift your right heel and scooch your left foot over to the side. So your left foot is really as wide as your hip. Good. Yeah. Good. Find that relationship between the left shoulder and the left knee. And then begin to dip your left shoulder underneath you. Oh, no, we didn't do that yet. Don't do that yet. Okay, come down onto your forearms. Mm-hmm. And then keep using your back leg for a couple more breaths. Keep it straight. Reach back through your inner and outer heel and forward with your sternum. And then keep that dynamic going as you slowly lower your back knee and point your back foot. Yeah. So to the naked eye, this just looks like you're in this shape, but there's a lot of movement. Directing of energy. Keep trying to get that, yeah, the left inner knee to hug your shoulder. Yeah, it's okay, you can go down like that, but you're just working in that direction. You can think of reaching this heel down, and as the heel goes down, the groin deepens. Okay, come on up into your hands. Good. Now tuck your back toe under and lengthen your back leg, and we're going to dip the shoulder, left shoulder under. And this is where you really want to use the two legs moving toward the midline, especially that front leg. So that is your anchor, and the arms might go out. Maybe you'll internally rotate and bind. That's it. Reach your chest forward. One more breath in. As you exhale, turn your right heel down. Come back into bound side angle or any variation, half bound or regular old side angle, which is not nothing. Mm-hmm. Schwitzing? Feeling it? Good. Good. Inhale into reverse warrior. Just one breath. And circle your hands to the floor. Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Take a breath in. As you exhale, look between your hands, jump or step forward. Inhale, long spine, exhale, fold. Inhale, Utkatasana, and stand in Tadasana. Close your eyes. Okay, we're going to go to the wall. Everybody take your mat and a block and a strap. And a blanket. There's a space there. You can fit here. You can fit in that space there, Shelly, with him. Yeah. Yeah. Just gonna move this over. Somebody's gonna come in there. Move over a little bit. Yeah. Okay. You ready for your forearm? Stand? Yeah. Okay. So I think pretty much everybody can. Oh, that won't work. You might go right out the window and we'd never see you again. Yeah, go in there. Wouldn't be the first time. Okay. Okay, so I think some of you know how to do forearm stand. It's up to you what props you want to use. You could put a strap around your forearms so that it stabilizes it and this doesn't happen. You can hold on to the block like this. I think for the first one, let's have everybody hold on to the block. So even if you don't use the strap, hold on to the block this way, right? Not this way, it's this way. Okay, and you can put the block right at the wall, Forearms on the floor. Tuck your toes under, lift your hips. Good. Look at your block. Look at your block like it's the most important thing ever. Begin to walk your feet a little closer. Forearms down, Azalea. Yeah. Uh-huh. Keep looking at your block. Keep looking at your block. Lift one leg. Bend the other one and kick and jump up. Well, sometimes if you say it real easy like that, it just, you know, happens. Yeah. Good. And then brighten up your feet. Joy, flex your feet like you're going to stand on the ceiling. Yeah. And legs together. Mm-hmm. Good. That's okay. You can do that variation. Yeah. So, Mary Beth, why don't you put a strap around your forearms? Yeah. And then just do exactly what Bonnie is doing. You've done that before, right? You've done it with the hand. Oh. Well, that counts. Well, maybe today will be that day that goes away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so palms down. Yeah, okay, and then come into a little down dog here. Then
so
just
already there's too much pressure.
That's okay. Well, that was the start, though.
So what can I do instead?
Not just do that again. Do that three times. That was one. Problem, press down here, mm-hmm. Come up again, let's see if we can do this, press down here, and then lift your hips and move your spine into your body. It's really a lot of, and the legs are pressing up here. There, you're doing it, it's hard.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, it's hard. It's not normal. You have to do one more. Okay, okay, so put your forearms down. Okay, then come up into your down dog here. Yeah, okay, I think you're too, no, you're too far away from the wall. Get your feet right at the wall. Nope, hands and knees. No, it's not. No, knees down. Put your feet right at the wall. Okay, now keep everything where it is and come into a down dog like that with your forearms on the floor. You're not gonna hit the wall. You're gonna move this way. You're gonna move this way. Now take your feet up. That's high enough. No, too high. Right there. Straighten your legs. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's your pose. Okay. It's hard. Okay. Is it over? It's over. I think it's over. Yeah. Okay, it's over. Yeah. Who is that upside down there? Yeah. Feet. Your feet were like that. Otherwise, it was awesome. Okay, good. Well, here we are at the wall. So come into downward facing dog with your toes on the floor. Your heels will be on the wall, but not straight up. So here's the wall, and your feet are like that, okay? So in other words, you do not want your toes at the wall. You want your toes in front of the wall. More Mary Beth. Yeah, so it's kind of like you're in downward dog. But your heels are at the wall. Yeah, good. Okay, so come down. You guys are not understanding this. Okay. You don't want your feet like this, with the wall here. You want the feet like that. Can you see my foot? Yeah. So it's sort of like when you're in downward dog, like this, not like this. Okay, try it again. Yeah. Yes, so you're reaching through your heels, but your toes should be forward. So Trish, walk your feet, your toes forward more. Yeah, you don't have to have your heels up on the molding. Yeah, the heels don't have to be up very high. Good. Okay, step your right foot between your hands. Good, uh-huh. And come into a low lunge here and keep reaching your heel back. That's the way, good. So low lunge means your hands are on the floor. Yeah, good, okay. Now feel how your spine is on a diagonal. And bring your arms alongside your ears. You're not going to change your back. Uh-huh. Use your back leg. Bring your hands in front of your chest. Twist to the right. Place your left elbow on the outside of your right knee and keep thinking about your back leg. Mm-hmm. More back leg, Kyle. Yeah. There we go. Uh-huh. So we're using the wall to help us feel the work of the back leg and how that translates right into a coiling, into a spiral. Into a twist. Yogi's Choice, if you'd like to put your left hand on the floor, on the outside of your left foot, right arm up. Maybe some of you would like to internally rotate your top arm and bring it around behind you. Falling is legal. And open your right shoulder. Maybe you'd like to bring your left arm down and come into a bind. Mm-hmm. That's the way. Yeah, Pam, you can take your upper body back in space a little bit. Just your head. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's it. Bend your front knee a little bit more, Azalea, and get your right shoulder, left shoulder on the outside of your knee. Yeah. Good. Good, Kristen. More back leg. Yeah. And come back into your downward facing dog. Drama yogis today. The next thing after this is going to be so easy and fun. You'll forgive me for that. Okay, left foot between your hands. Mm-hmm. Press into the wall. Good. Feel your spine on a diagonal. Bring your arms alongside your ears. Mm-hmm. Use your back leg. This is leg day. Hands in front of your heart. Stay on the diagonal and twist to the left. Mm-hmm. Good. And your spine is still in line with your inner right thigh. Nice, Mary Beth. Good. Mm-hmm. More back leg, Joey. Yeah. Yogi's choice if you'd like to come into a bind. If you want to put your right hand on the floor on the outside of your left foot, you've got to get your right shoulder on the outside of your left knee. You could put a block there. Yeah. Good. Nice, Emily. Mm-hmm. Keep using your back leg. Good, everybody. One more breath in. I think we should stay here for more than one breath. How about one more breath? Downward facing dog. Okay. Bring your knees to the floor and have a rest in Vajrasana. Turn your palms up like this. Close your eyes. Observe your breath, stabilizing, slowing down. Your next exhale, open your eyes and come back to your mat out in the space. We're going to sit like this. This is like the king and I, especially in these kind of pants. Okay. Bring your arms inside your legs. Round your spine, come a little bit forward and flex your feet. Good. Press your arms out and your legs in so there's a dynamic there. And then begin to scooch your feet closer together and cross one ankle over the other. But keep pressing your arms out. So your elbows are going to be in line with your shoulders as if you were doing forearm stand. Yeah. Good. Change legs. This is really shoulders and legs, which is what we sort of imprinted. Good. Okay. Come up onto your feet like this. And then instead of one leg at a time, we'll do both legs. So bring your arms to the inside of your legs, bend your knees, walk your hands behind your feet. Yeah, and your feet can be a little bit wider than your hips, not too much, as wide as your hips or a tiny bit wider. Good. And now look at your hands. Your palms will be facing, fingers will be facing forward. So you have to lift your hips up a little bit. Try to get your palms flat. Uh-huh. So you have to take your hands forward a little bit, Lauren. Palms are flat. Uh-huh. Your feet are too close together, I think. Yeah, good. Now, make sure that your wrists are not as wide as your feet, but only as wide as your shoulders. Yeah, so they're going back, but not to the outside of your feet. Bend your elbows straight back, and you can take a seat there. Mm-hmm. And then extend, lift your feet, maybe one at a time, and crisscross them. So you're squeezing your arms with your legs. Yeah, and look at your friends across the way, just because this is so cute. Good, Kristen, you're there. Yeah, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Mm. You have to take your hands back a little bit more, Jessica. Lift your butt up slightly. Yeah, and then bend your arms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take your feet wider. Take your feet wider and take your hands back. You just, mm-hmm. And then just take your hands on the floor and bend your elbows back. Uh-huh. Okay, good. And then have a seat. That's it. You can once you get that pose, you can hang out there. Who knows what that pose is called in Sanskrit? Very good. Bhuja Padmasana. What does it mean, Kat?
Oh, is it arm
pressure? Yeah. Arm pressure, right? So I've been sort of bugging you from the beginning of the class, right? Don't let your leg go out. To find this work of the legs to create a stable place, right? So we're not just throwing the legs around. Why don't you do it again? And once you do it, you might as well do it again, right? Once you got it. Yeah, so the one of the main obstacles is people get their hands too wide, and then you can't crisscross your feet. Uh-huh. So once you get your hands down, bend your elbows back. The groin goes back. The pubic bone goes back. Yeah, and then crisscross your feet and squeeze your arms. Yes, you got it. Uh-huh. If that feels easy, you can try to straighten your legs. And as your heels go forward, your pubic bone goes back. And you're moving into Tiddhivasana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can slide like a barber, like a fireman down your legs, like a fireman's pole. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Take your pubic bone up and back. I had to say that faster. Well, you know, 3, 5, 7, 9, 14, 21, and 108. So that means we should do it at least one more time. Yogi's choice. If you're over it, you can do this. Ah, to imprint. Yes, to imprint. I made you so happy right then. Yeah, good. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. You got it, Azalea. Crisscross, crisscross, squeeze, 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 squeeze. So if you can't quite get there, it probably means your hands are just a little bit too wide. Yeah, like this. Mm-hmm. You got it, Rach. Mm-hmm. And then squeeze and look forward. Photo op. Okay, it's over. Come back onto your forearms and do a little windshield wipering here. And then have a block nearby. Lie down on your back with your legs bent. Lift your hips and stick your block underneath you. If you can go on the highest level, if you can get it up on the highest level, you might probably go up on tippy toes to get it there. Then feel where your feet are. You want them to be in line with your sitting bones, so not too wide, maybe just twinsy bit wider than that, but not really wider than more than a twinsy bit wider. Good. Bring your arms down by your sides. Press your palms down and tuck your shoulders into your back. Without moving your feet, energetically drag your heels back towards your shoulders. So you're engaging your hamstrings here. You're getting a little wide with your feet there. Yeah, uh-huh, and then you don't want to pigeon toe, so take, here's your pose, good. Mm-hmm, good, and as you have a sense of the heels moving back, think of your tailbone lengthening across the room into the space between your knees. So there's a dynamic here, and your chin can fall away from your chest and relax your jaw. So this is not a restorative back bend, but it's a supported back bend, a supported bridge. And if it feels okay for you, you could try straightening your right leg on the floor. You can either flex your foot, or maybe you can lengthen, soften your Achilles and lengthen the front of your foot. And as you do that, think about your left leg. Your left leg still staying evenly balanced on the inner and outer foot. As you reach through your right foot, think of your right hip point lifting up. You might like to touch it. When I do this, I'm always touching the top of my pelvis, lifting the hip points, drawing the hip points toward the ribs. And you get a sense of the right quadricep reaching away from the hip point. So there's a sense of space there in the hip crease. Do you guys feel that? Good. Okay. Put your right foot on the floor. Bend your leg into the left leg. Don't make sure this guy is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's easy for you. Good. You can keep your left leg there and extend your right leg again if you'd like to. So remember that feeling of the tailbone. If this feels stressful on your sacrum, you could think of the top of your sacrum moving down toward the block. So you want to really keep your legs parallel. Yeah, there we go. Bend your legs, walk your feet in, lift your heels, take your block out, and bring your pelvis down. And then from here, come into constructive rest. Your legs are already bent. You can take your feet wide apart. Just keep your legs bent, Amber, yeah. Feet wide apart, pigeon-toed, and your knees knocked together. And if you feel like hugging yourself, you can, or whatever feels good with your arms right now. Letting your back just settle. We're widening the sacrum here in this position and letting it settle, just settle into the earth. Not really going into even, this is kind of a neutralizer, but not even a more active neutralizer. Slowly open your arms out to the side and do some windshield wipering. As we're arranging the furniture over there. That's how yogis have a spat. Push the block over there, you push the block over there. Okay, bring your knees into your chest. Keep your arms on the floor. And then as you exhale, slowly take your legs to the left. You can open your arms out like this, to the side, Pam. Yeah, if you have enough room, yeah. You got a lot of stuff going on. There we go. Yeah, try to get your knees in line with your waist. Mm-hmm. And then slowly roll over to the other side. Turn your head to the left. Roll all the way over to your right side. Come on up to sitting. It's time for your shoulder stand. So if you want to do a shoulder stand, please use at least one block. One blanket. If you don't feel like doing a shoulder stand, you can do legs up the wall with a block. If you're having your period, you can still do a shoulder stand. So then take your hands. Wait, don't take your legs up yet. Interlace your fingers. And roll your shoulders under. A little bit off your blanket. There's it. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Then put your hands on your back and take your legs up. You can circle your ankles. Squeeze your toes like you're picking up a pencil, and then spread your toes wide, jazz toes. And then I learned a new term, spirit fingers. So you could do spirit toes. See if anybody knows what that is. Like wiggling your toes, like, yay! Okay, we're just going to stay here for about one more minute. Use your legs reaching up. So this is a standing pose. You're standing on your shoulders. And again, shoulder blades tucking into the back so the chest is wide. Just like we started, right shoulder reaching to the right, left shoulder reaching to the left. And then having a sense of the sitting bones staying high, slowly lower your legs into plow pose. If your feet touch the ground, you can take your hands off your back, interlace your fingers again, and draw your shoulder blades toward each other. If you'd like to bend your knees around your ears, you can do that. And then place your hands on your back and slowly roll all the way down. And when your hips touch the ground, bend your legs, place your feet on the floor. Scooch back so your hips are on your blanket. Supta Baddha Konasana. Feet together, knees apart. Stay here for six of your own breaths. And then make your way quietly into Shavasana.
Begin to deepen your breathing.
On your next exhale, place your right foot on the floor. And then as you exhale, place your left foot on the floor. Roll onto your right side. And come on up to sitting. Beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings never be parted from freedom's true joy. May all beings dwell in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. Let's bow together to complete our practice. Thank you, everyone. Namaste.